You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, happy new year and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Plenty of racing to come on New Year's Day as ever. It is a full programme of action. You'll hear every race live or as many as we can possibly take on racing radio in the company of Alex Dunn, Chris Pimlott and Tom Morley on New Year's Day. The big meeting is at Cheltenham though, of course. A couple of Grade 2 races on their card. We'll be looking at a couple of those in a little bit greater depth in a few moments' time. My name is Sam Norris and Ollie Pimlott is the man who joins me on the podcast. Hello Oliver.
Greetings of the season, Sam, and greetings of the season to all our listeners. A very happy new year to them, and I hope it's a fruitful and successful one.
Here, here. Will you be out on the town tonight, Ali?
Just going to a friend's house.
Yeah. Civilised.
Yeah, civilised. I've got a busy day tomorrow. Stoke Newcastle is my port of call tomorrow. I can't say...
What do you think of that draw?
I can't say the 0-0 draw that's going to happen tomorrow will be will really excite me, if I'm honest. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been excited by the racing over the festive period? We've seen a fair few shocks, particularly over in Ireland over the last few days, Ali. And the picture from an anti-post perspective looking to those big spring festivals has become very murky.
Was I in the studio with you when I said, what should be the champion hurdle favourite? How was Bouvardaire 9-4 second favourite?
Yeah.
And this is not after timing. That was on this very podcast on Boxing Day, Sam. It's now, what, two's on?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Bizarre. You think we've seen Fahim for the last time?
But nothing came of it, though, did it?
Yeah.
I don't know if they've done the checks with the vets and stuff, but nothing after the race came of it.
Is that almost a little bit more worrying, though?
I don't know. Sometimes they're horses, not machines.
True.
Sometimes.
True.
Just get out the wrong side of the bed and think, not today, but it would be worrying. I mean, we all know how fragile he is anyway.
Yeah. This one's been called a machine, though, Ollie.
He is. Fahim was a machine, but he's a very fragile one.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say is, Sam, is it just me or is there not many good jumpers about?
Really?
To years gone by, Sam, and you look at that King George this year.
Yeah.
It was a shocking race. I know that the two horses that finished second and third were big prices.
Yeah.
But Bristol Demai, second favourite, never wins after Haydock.
Yeah.
Thistlecrack, gone about it winning a Gold Cup. It's gone. It's gone at the game.
We've seen the best of Thistlecrack then,
yeah.
You think?
He got his heart broken, didn't he, by
Many Clouds.
Many Clouds at Cheltenham. He's gone. Name me a good 3-mile chaser. Barring Might Bite, name me a good one.
Sizing John?
Yeah. Name me another one.
Yeah, I'm struggling after that.
The only half-decent division is a 2-mile division.
The 2-mile chasers?
Yeah.
Min disappointed a little bit over the Christmas
Altior's
period.
Injured.
Altior, yeah, if that goes there without a prep run. Would Politolog be a good favourite for the champion chase in your eyes?
Well, they finally know what trip to run him, aren't they? It's took them long enough. But
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying, Sam? Are you
I'm with you.
Years gone by, you had loads of good horses, 3-mile chasers, didn't you?
Yeah.
Courto, Denman, Neptune Collange.
We've got to have these lulls, though, because otherwise the superstars wouldn't look like superstars.
No good hurdlers. No... Name me a good staying hurdler.
Appleshade?
Yeah, barring her.
No,
she should be running the champion hurdle because she'd win it.
Yeah. Sam Spinner?
Come on. Come on.
Lammy Surge?
Lammy Surge.
You know what I mean, Harry? If he bounces back to his best.
Yeah, how slow is he?
Pretty slow, but he is a stayer. A lot of them are slow.
I think there's a dearth, an absolute dearth of talent in the jumps department now.
Okay.
Do you know where I'm getting at?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
See, I'm a flat man. Maybe I'm just trying to knock down all those.
Yeah, perhaps.
Because what's the word for those jumps fans on Twitter? They're very what's the word for them? What's the people who dress a bit funny? What's the word I'm looking for?
Could be anything. Loads of people dress funny.
No. What's the word? The use of people who think they're a bit like little bit off the wall.
Hipsters.
the jump hipsters. they still think it's great. There's no good horse out there. It's terrible, the jump racing at the minute. Let's talk. The Challow Hurdle, a grade one. A grade one.
We were saying earlier, it's
people
it's
slag Irish racing
ones.
For awful grade ones. Look at that Challow yesterday.
Connections won't mind.
The Tolworth every year.
What can be done to change it, Ollie?
I don't know. We need to find some good horses, don't we? Keep them sound.
Yeah.
But I just think there's a dearth at the minute.
Okay.
Dearth of, like, you got one or two good horses. We haven't got a handful, yeah, as there seem to always be.
Hmm. Connections of Poetic Rhythm won't mind that it's a poor grade one. First grade one winner for Fergal O'Brien.
Yeah, very, very good trainer. Got over colic only 3 weeks ago. Mulcarthy's Hill nearly nicked it from the front, yeah, under Adrian Heskin, then battled back. But the form's worth nothing. He's, yeah, not going to win at Cheltenham, is he?
Poetic Rhythm?
No.
Probably not, no.
Maybe at the Hunter Chase meet in a few years, but he's not going to win now. No, that's very harsh. I've been very harsh. He's a good horse, but as I say, the Challow Hurdle is it's a race in itself. It doesn't really point to anything,
yes,
in the future.
Oh, you're in a bad mood about National Hunt Racing at the moment, aren't you?
I just think there's a dearth about it. There's a, okay, dearth about real good horses at the top level.
Yeah,
I wonder if some jumping hipsters might disagree, but jockeys. There's a dearth of good jockeys.
Okay. How many are in the very top grade, the very top draw National Hunt jockeys for you? How many are there?
About five.
Ruby Walsh.
Noel Feely.
Yeah.
Aidan Coleman.
Is Geraghty still one?
No. Richard Johnson.
Yeah.
Then you're struggling, aren't you?
Jack Kennedy.
Yeah, he's okay, yeah.
Okay.
He's okay.
He's only 19.
Well, he is. He'll be a great jockey, yeah, yeah, in five, yeah, 6 years. Name me another, Sam, you're going to challenge me with.
Another great jockey. You said Aidan Coleman.
Yeah. I'll give you a 2018 prediction.
Yeah.
Right. Aidan Coleman will have a big job in 2018.
Okay. The JP job?
I don't know.
Okay, so. Okay. Yeah.
He will have a big job in 2018.
Right, okay. There's some promising youngsters coming through.
Yeah,
James Bowen.
Yeah, outstanding young jockey.
Mitch Bastian.
Yeah, and young Harry Cobden.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But it's not like going back 10 years when you had 10, 15 absolutely outstanding jockeys.
Should we look at Cheltenham New Year's Day, Ali?
We've had a good New Year's,
yeah,
rant, haven't,
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
The jumping hipsters can get in touch, can't they? And let us know if they agree.
Okay.
Very quickly, Sam, your top, yep, five horses in training now. Jumps, go on.
Top five jumps horses, yeah, in training. They're all injured, though, aren't they?
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know. We've got a good race coming up on New Year's Day at Cheltenham, though, Ali.
Yeah, this is quite a good
race. That should warm, yeah, the cockles. Novices Chase, grade two, over 2.5 miles. Five horses assembled here, all worthy horses in their own right. The betting likely to be headed by Willoughby Court, last year's Neptune winner, who's won a couple of times over fences and has achieved a rating of 152. We've got Yanworth in there, Bally Andy, Ami Desbois and Sizing Tennessee. This is a good heat, this, Alex.
This is a good race, yeah. Looking forward to this tomorrow. Willoughby Court, of course, won the Neptune last year. He's one pace, this horse. I mean, he just keeps galloping. They'll jump him out in front and he'll keep finding and finding. He sets the standard. But he's got to give weight all round, which I think will be a difficult job to do at Cheltenham tomorrow. The official going, have we got that in it? The official going, there won't be much good in it, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
Soft, heavy in places, I think, the last time I looked. So, giving weight all round, he's got a tough task on his hand. Bally Andy, just had one start of the fences, won at Perth on his debut on heavy. That was back in September, beat Fagan, but we've not seen him since. Where's he been, Sam?
That's strange that they'd give him that run that early on in the season at Perth.
Yeah, and then we've not seen him for 95 yeah. days. And he usually excels in the spring, doesn't he? It took him a little while to get going last season.
Which even further questions why on earth they gave him a spin in the summer at Perth.
Unless they've, I don't know. But he won the Betfair Hurdle, of course, and was fourth to Lebec in the Supreme Novices. I mean...
speaking of bad horses.
Well, not bad horses, speaking of bad race. Lebec won the blooming Supreme Novices. Melon, he's another underrated horse. No, overrated, massively overrated.
Yeah.
I bet get a champion hurdle betting up. He'll be second favourite for a champion hurdle.
I think he is actually joint with My Tent or Yours.
My word. My Tent or Yours is still the second favourite for a champion hurdle. He's about 56.
Here you go. Bouvardet, for he's been taken out of the betting. Mellon, York Hill, who we most recently saw running in a 3 mile chase.
Yeah.
He's now 10 to 1 for the Premier 2 mile hurdle event. My 10 to 1 16s. No, definitely just so disappointed, isn't he, at 20s? Apple, yeah, 16s for Apple's Jade.
But I'm with Roger Delaggio. He's all over Apple's Jade for the champion hurdle.
Right.
I think she'd win it. Getting the mare's allowance.
Yeah.
There's no good horses barring Bouvardet about.
Do you think Bouvardet may finish ahead of her though anyway? And would it not
That's
be...
That's what I mean. Yeah. Bouvardet probably beat her. Yeah.
So would it not be easier for Connections just to farm that mare's hurdle?
Yeah, but it should be worth more as a champion hurdle winner.
True. Anyway.
There's nothing to lose with her, are they? I mean, she's won so many grade ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not pitch her in at the front end? They might do it puncher style, maybe.
And she's the only hurdler that Giggenstown seems to have full stop, really. All of them seem to just end up being
big chasers.
Staying chasers, yeah. In terms of a winner, then, this Cheltenham race, we've rather digressed there.
We have
the champion hurdle.
Mellon. Mellon. Yarmouth can't jump, can he? That's his problem.
Really, really struggling now. He's going over the large obstacles.
Yeah, he can't jump. So you couldn't back in with any sort of confidence, especially around Cheltenham. Ballyandy, there's nothing flashy about him. He's a bit like Willie Be Caught. I'm going to take a chance at the outsider of the lot.
Okay.
And he might run into a place here. Ami Dubois. Comes from a good trainer, but an unfashionable stable, that of Graham McPherson. They brought him along slowly. They ran him on the 18th of November at Wetherby. That was over 2 miles. He sort of scraped home by 3/4 of a length on that occasion. Then they stepped him up slightly in trip at Wetherby again, where he was 2/11. It was a match. He was eased down. He won easy. Stepped him up to 2 mile, 385 yards. And now they step him up again. He's a 3 mile horse, this lad. But on official ratings, he's got a fair bit to find, Willie Be Caught, but with Ballyandy and Yanworth, he doesn't. From an unfashionable stable, they've brought him along nicely. He's not had a hard race on either of his runs. I think Ami Dubois, around about 14/1 each way, could upset the apple cart, because you look at the rest. Ballyandy returns off for a layoff. Yanworth's a sticky jumper. Willie Be Caught is a grinder. I think Ami Dubois can give you run for your money at a big price. About 14/1.
Okay. Ami Dubois then. Ollie going for one at a big price there at Cheltenham. Paddy Brennan, Sam Twiston Davis, are they top jockeys?
They're top jockeys, but are they great jockeys?
Okay. I'm asking you the question.
No, they're not.
Right. On to the big hurdle race today then, which is the Relkeel hurdle coming up at 3:10. A grade two, again, over 2.5 miles. Headed by Agrippar, who won the race, of course, last year. But some interesting contenders come into this one, Ali. Old Guard, Holstone, Collins' sister as well. This is another decent heat.
Yeah, it is a decent heat. And it's a tricky heat, it's fair to say. I would have thought that Old Guard will go off favourite. And I think he deserves to be favourite, if I'm honest. Again, he's a good horse without being a great horse, rated 149. By that well-known jump stallion, Not Now Cato. Bryony Frost, she is basically the story of the year in terms of jockeys, isn't she? How well she's done, having turned from amateur to conditional. And I do think Old Guard's going to be the one to beat. He generally contesting against better horses than this. Was only 5th or 7th in the international hurdle, but that was behind horses such as My Tent or Yours, the new one, you know, Standing Dishes, 160 horses. He's rated 149. He's got a little bit to find on official ratings with Holston. But, of course, he was beaten by Colin's sister. So he's got to reverse the form with her. And she's only rated 142. Admittedly, he does get the mare's allowance in this. I just think you know what you're going to get from Old Guard. He always seems to run his race. And this is the easiest race he's probably going to compete in all year. It's not really thinking outside the box, but I think around about 2/1, 5/2, he'll take a whole lot of beating.
Okay.
Because you know he's going to run his race.
Yeah, the consistent and reliable Old Guard then in that 3:10, the Relkeel hurdle. Thanks for that, Ollie. Remind us of your two selections then at Cheltenham on New Year's Day.
In the 125, I'm going to take a bit of a chance on Ami Dubois each way. Should be around about 14/16/1. And in the 3:10 at Cheltenham, I'm going to go with the Standing Dish, Old Guard.
Loads of racing coming up on New Year's Day. Alex Dunn, Chris Pimlott and Tom Morley will be in the studio for the best of it on Racing Radio. Thanks for that, Ollie. Enjoy tonight and best wishes for the new year.
And to our listeners.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.